This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There's a report out today from the Bipartisan Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget laying out how much each presidential candidate's various policies would add to the national debt. Works out to about $200 billion for Hillary Clinton, $5.3 trillion for Donald Trump in extra debt, which reminded us that there's a story we've been meaning to do about Mr. Trump's maternity leave announcement last week. How, even without actual cost specifics from the campaign on this, but how is it going to be paid for? From our desk at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman looked into it.
Donald Trump says his new paid maternity leave would be completely paid for through savings within the existing unemployment insurance system by cracking down on fraud and improper payments. How much could that squeeze out?
So this is something we actually know a lot about.
Andrew Stettner at the Progressive Century Foundation says the Labor Department rigorously audits state unemployment funds.
About 10% of all payments are classified as an overpayment. So that's about $3.4 billion.
And what are overpayments? Mostly accidental paperwork and math mistakes, people getting higher benefits than they're entitled to. Stettner says the government claws back a lot of that from recipients at tax time. That leaves about $1 billion actually lost to intentional benefit fraud. Economist Apurna Mathur at the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute says trying to recoup every last wasted or stolen dollar just isn't worth it.
At the end of the day, there is a cost to enforcing and getting those dollars back. And it's hard to imagine that this is a sustainable source of new funds every year.
And keep in mind, the system isn't in great financial shape to begin with. Many states kept their unemployment taxes low to help employers and then couldn't afford to pay benefits when the recession hit. At the end of last year, only 18 states had enough put away to cover the next recession, let alone any new maternity leave claims that might arrive on their doorsteps. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.